DatingWomenRadioShow.com excerpt, April 15th, 2015. Doc always says no long-distance dating because it interferes with challenge. But what about something borderline, like 77 miles? Is that acceptable or not? Find out in this call. Want more? Take the 7-day free trial to the Doc Love Club. Over 90 hours of audio just like this. DocLoveClub.com. Enjoy the excerpt.
Doc, I want to run something by you. I met a nice girl last Friday. The only thing is that she lives a bit far. She's 77 miles away from me.
What city are you in?
Brett, what? I'm in the north of Los Angeles, right?
What city?
It's Santa Clarita Valley, right?
Oh, yeah. You're way up there.
Right.
And yeah, Santa Clarita. You're like 70 miles north. What city is she in?
Well, I'm about 35 miles north of downtown.
Yeah.
Right. And she is out in north Fontana, so it's...
Fontana?
It's east.
Oh, I know what
right?
that is.
So it's, right, so it's
That's two blocks
miles.
Where God quit work. That's out in the sticks, man. If you had something going with this girl, you'd have a tough time. See, distance butchers challenge. It's hard to make a Monday through Friday date when one of you has an 8-to-5 job. It's
so
that distance.
She says that she works, that she has to go to her to various offices within Los Angeles County throughout the week for work. So I wanted to get your take on that and see if it would be worthwhile to see if we're able to schedule these dates during the week when she's out working closer to where I'm at.
It'll be harder, but eventually somebody has to move unless you get engaged.
Right.
You know, 77 miles, man, you're talking, you know, with traffic, you know, you're talking 80 minutes. You're talking over an hour just to get there.
Right.
You have your 7 o'clock dinner. You're with her till 9:30, and then you're back in the car. You're driving again in the middle of the night. Let me tell you something. You're just going to get old quick, especially if you guys both like each other.
Right. The only way I see this possibly working is if, you know, when she's out working closer to the downtown area, we meet there during the week, and perhaps on the weekend, you know, we might schedule. You know, I might schedule a date to where I'm driving all the way to her place. Right.
No, let me tell you something. It can be done, but it's a lot of work. And the thing is, it cuts your odds tremendously because of that distance. And a lot of things are going to come up. Well, I got to go here first. Oh, I got to go there. I got to do something. But when you're talking 77 miles, man, you're 3/4 of 100. That's a long way.
Right.
It can be done. But I mean, how long did you talk to this girl?
Oh, actually, we did spend quite a bit of time together, probably around 2 hours. I was talking to her and her girlfriends. I made them laugh. This girl, she asked me to dance twice. It was pretty funny, actually. I used one of your lines from the last show because another girl came up and complimented my suit. And
she complimented your clothes? Another girl?
Another girl while I'm with
her. Did she do that in front of the other two?
Oh, yeah.
This is beautiful. Yeah. This is what you want. You couldn't pay for this.
Check this out, Doc. So I said, and then when the other girl noticed that I was, you know, that the girl, you know, came closer and wanted to know what was going on, I told the one girl that complimented my suit, I said, well, you know, I've been seeing her for 2 years, I told her. And she just asked me to marry her, you know, and I'm thinking about it. And, the girl I was talking to, she liked it. She said, you know what, I can't believe you just embarrassed me like that. But actually, that's a good one. I like you.
She smiled, though.
She liked it.
Guys don't talk like that. That was good you did that. So what do you want to do? You asking me, is it worth the 77 miles?
I'm asking you if I should give it a shot in terms of, you know, schedule a couple of dates.
If this girl is outrageous looking, great face, great body, and is marriage material,
really cool.
after 6-8 months of driving, this is going to be the driving is going to get real old. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
But if this girl is a knockout and you got a real good vibe off the 2 hours, there's a lot of guys that married a woman who lives 77 miles away. But I'm just telling you, it's anti-challenge. And, you know, maybe you get a break out of nowhere, you know, maybe the day off or something. Well, she had plans that day with her family. Well, it kills that day.